We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass. We've also got Riley Mayor Tim Sharp joining us here today.
Good morning.
Yeah, glad to have you in here today. And I spoke to you a few months ago, and it's always nice when we get a chat again.
You bet. Glad to be back.
Yeah, glad to have you in. Yesterday, obviously, we had some weather to deal with here. I know Riley was kind of in the path of the storm, didn't
It was. I work at Blueville Nursery, and I got a text from my wife about 4:45. Says there's a tornado down by Chapman. Ought to watch what's going on. And so I looked at the radar. Looked like it was going to come right towards Blueville on the west edge of Manhattan. So I was like, well, I'm going to go home. The time I got home, it had turned and gone straight north almost. So we were right in the path of it, and we got some really torrential rain and hail, which usually indicates we were just on the west edge of where it was rotating. Wasn't on the ground. I didn't see any destruction on the way in this morning, but we were pretty close. So glad everybody's safe.
Yeah, a little too close for comfort. Did you end up seeing any of the tornado? Because I know some people could see it.
We could not from where I was at. I saw a lot of pictures on Facebook as it was coming up through Fort Riley, and I have a friend down by the dam at Milford Dam, and it went just east of his place. He had video that he took himself, and it's just right behind the house. It's across the street from him. So it was really close to some finished properties, but I didn't see any destruction there. It was just forming at that time.
Sound like we caught quite a break then up there. And
definitely.
And a lot of places in Riley County, as I mentioned, we didn't see a lot of damage reports. So all good there. And you guys did sound the sirens, too.
Oh, yes. Well, that's actually controlled by Pat Collins. Yeah, does that down here at Emergency Management. We have several sirens there in town, and then the smartphones went off. I don't know who sets those off, but they all went off with tornado warnings. So, yeah, we had good warning up there, I felt.
Very good. Well, let's talk about what's going on in Riley here at the moment.
Well, we've got a week from this coming Saturday, we've got an event called Riley Summer Nights that the Pride Committee is putting on. It starts at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, June 1st. June 3rd is coming up in another segment of this. Water games, three-legged race, pie-eating contests. We're going to have a beer garden, food specials, and live music by Stuart Ray. And that's at 5 o'clock in downtown Riley on June 1st, Saturday evening. So in the past, we've had a car show with that, but I don't see that on the list this year. But it's been fun. A lot of people come just kind of hang out and get to know your neighbors and gets out of the house. So
kind of a kickoff to the summer here for residents, too.
You bet.
Awesome. Well, that's June 1st. You have something coming up June 3rd also?
Well, June 3rd is the filing deadline for candidates on noon. June 3rd is the deadline. Myself as mayor, I'm going off. There's two council seats opening up. We have William Isom's running for one of them. We just had two council people step down for one of them moved out of town and the other one for personal reasons. And William took the seat that is actually ending the end of this year. So he went ahead and filed for running for the next 4-year term. So one of them is potentially covered anyway, but we need another council member and the mayor for the next 4 years for those. So hopefully that's somebody will step up. And
how hard is that in a smaller community like that?
Well, you get a wide variety of things. I mean, we deal with anything from we allow chickens in the town if you have so, you know, you can only have, I don't know, 6 or 8. I can't remember the exact rule, but you know, barking dogs to sewer and water lines and trying to figure out how to pay for repairs and maintenance that needs to happen all along the way. And streets are always a problem. It's what people see, but I worry more about what you can't see underground than I do about the streets. I try to fix them as best we can, but it's, you know, some planning and thought. We have a very good city staff, so they're always on top of things, and they give council a lot of options, so we can come at it with knowledge and make hopefully good decisions.
Well, I think it was November, when we look at the smaller communities, and I don't know if Riley had any seats up for election last November, but you just don't see a lot of candidates here. Is it a struggle to get more people to volunteer to run for office?
It always is. I've had to fill a few seats that been vacated as my time as mayor, and you usually don't get it on the first one or two that you hit, so it takes some, and it takes some time. We meet twice of a month, second and fourth Tuesdays at 7 o'clock, City Hall downtown, and it takes those evenings for sure, and usually there's some research in between, and then you have citizens approach you when you're at events and stuff to talk about things. But I've never really been raked over the coals or anything like that, so yeah. that's been good.
Well, that's always good. And you mentioned you're going off here. Are you going to refile then, or?
I'm not planning on it. At this point, I'm going to have served eight years and 9 months or 8 months, whatever, because of the law change. On council, I was on for 4 years as a council member, and then for 4 years and 8 or 9 months as a mayor, because it went from spring elections to fall elections. So that's why it came out an odd part of the year. I'm hoping to go off, yeah.
Yeah. Well, very good. Well, and if that's a long time to serve. So, well, great. What have you learned in that time period? What has this job taught you here as mayor?
Oh, that there's a lot more to running the town than I probably looked at from the outside before I was involved with it. There's just so many state and federal government reports that we have to have in, and then we have loans and bonds out for developments, and the loans are out for maybe when we did water, redid a lot of our water lines a few years ago. We got a grant, but we have to pay, half. So paying for that, there's just a lot of reports that go along with that through the year that I wasn't aware of that keeps our city staff busy. They have to do a lot of testing on the clean water and on the water that's in our ponds, sewer ponds and stuff, and how all those work. And there's just a lot of learning there that I wasn't aware of, all the things that it takes to make it go.
And you'll have to forgive me, I'm not as familiar with some of the smaller communities in Riley County, being new here, but flooding, what is the flooding potential for your city there?
We have we're at the upper end of Wildcat Creek, so it actually goes through the south part of town, and then we have a feeder creek that runs right through town that goes into it. So they occasionally get out of their banks. We haven't had too much trouble that I know of getting in anybody's homes, but we see some water running hard, and I got some friends live downstream of Wildcats, so when I see that, I usually give them a shout saying, hey, we're sending some your way. So
we've seen a lot of rain this month. I don't remember exactly the total we've seen here in the Manhattan area, but
truckloads.
Yes, and a lot of nerves being pinched right now with all that. But have you had to reach out to any of your community members about similar to what Manhattan's been doing here?
Most of ours, creeks come up and go down very quickly. So it's if you have a torrential rainstorm, our creeks, they can come up really quick, but they also go down really quick. So it's not a long term flood, and there really isn't a lot of time to let people know. They just, you got to use a little common sense. If you live down a low area and it's raining really hard, you might get wet. So.
Yeah. We have a caller here who has a question, so let's put them on. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I had a question for Tim. Did you notice the article in the paper last night that Riley County has $4.8 million in excess cash they're trying to figure out what to do with? I don't think you have that problem in Riley. But also, how about if they do an ambulance, like they said? When we went and talked to them about an ambulance, they said they didn't have any money to do anything extra.
I did not get to read the paper last night with the storms coming in. we had family over to go down to the basement, and then after that we did orientation for a new council member. And so by the time I got that done and supper ate, it was time for bed. So I did not get the paper read last night about that article. The ambulance is something that we try to keep in front of the county commissioners, that we would really like to see an ambulance further north in Riley County. We don't feel like the northern part of Riley County is served in a timely manner for something that it's a very time-oriented type of business, is to take care of people when they're having an injury or an illness, and it's just too far away. Our city has asked permission to use the county's protocols, so our volunteer firefighters that are trained can use the county protocols to start action with the medical issues before the ambulance gets there. We haven't got that back from them yet, but my understanding through some back channels is that it's going to happen. We'll be able to do that. So that'll be a good thing, that it's not the total answer, but it gives the people of Riley an advantage. But that still doesn't help the rest of northern Riley County, because we really can't operate very far out of the city. We have gone out to the highway a little bit and stuff on mutual aid and some fires that were close to town with our equipment, but typically we don't go long ways to help people out with that. So we really need an ambulance up that way on a full-time basis. And if they got some money in their budget, I think that's something that they really need to look at. I think we can get a consensus with the people in North County about where it could go and how it could work up there.
Yeah, and I know this has been kind of an ongoing issue here for you guys here. What's been the feedback you've received here from fire officials? EMS, I guess.
Well, with the EMS, last I knew, they're looking at building at the county shops, putting in a new place there for ambulance and crew to house the crew. And that will help City of Riley if the ambulance is there and not in Manhattan on a call. It'll be a little bit closer. You won't have to come out of town. It'll already be out of town. So that'll probably take off 10 minutes or so off of a, typically 20 to 30-minute run to get to Riley. But there's a lot of county on north of Riley. Leonardville, Randolph are the towns, and University Park as well, and Blue River Hills. Right now it's a long ways to get to Blue River Hills because the south road's cut off by water. The west road's cut off by a bad bridge, so you got to go quite a ways north of the Riley turnoff to get down Blue River Hills. So it's a long ways over there. University Park's up, just south of Randolph, and so there's a lot of people, and plus all the farmers and such that live out in the country. So there's people up there I think need served too. I feel that, and this is my feeling, I feel that they're numbers driven too much. If they had put an ambulance up there, it's gonna make their numbers look bad. And I think this is more of a service that should be looked at as a service that needs to happen regardless of, whether it gets utilized every single day. They say there isn't enough calls up that way. Well, they're too far away, so people throw them in the car and go. They're not going to call the ambulance because they know it'll never get there in time. So that's kind of a double-edged sword there.
Yeah, it's tricky because of the population center in Riley County is surrounded in Manhattan, which is on the south side. But then in turn, it's kind of like you're right. It is a double-edged sword because it's not going to be manned 24/7 probably with calls, like maybe it would be down here, but this is a dilemma that I don't know what the resolution is here.
Well, I think it's something that we need to dig into and explore. And, first there's got to be political will to do it. And right now, I don't think the county commissioners have the political will to put one up there. So it may take the right person dying. I hate to say that, but that's sometimes what it takes to get action. That's how they decide to change stop signs or whatever at intersections. It's when there's too many deaths and they change something. So it may take that to make it happen. I don't know.
Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back more with Riley Mayor Tim Sharp here on News Radio KMAN.